Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Wow, May is here. Happy May Day. Next weekend is Mother's Day, and are you prepared? Does she love flowers? What kind? Cut flowers or flowers you put in the ground? Flowers that are fragrant or herbs that she'll make into a delicious dish for you. I will tell you, I'm lucky that Tony knows exactly what I like. So I got to celebrate Mother's Day early. To help us with growing roses, we have gardening expert Lance Walheim, author of Roses for Dummies. Lance will share his secrets on how to be successful with roses. We're also taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. So join Lance, Colton, Tom, Joni, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition your soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer with 10 times more manure and nutrients than the other guys. Pick up that bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. Please go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and like it. Tom and I love to hear from everyone who listens to the show. You can ask a question or post your gardening photos. And speaking of last week in the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, Tony and I had a great time. Thank you to everyone who stopped by to say hello and tell us that you love Better Lawns and Gardens. And Tony surprised me while I was helping in the plant doctor booth. He bought 4 beautiful roses from Green's Nursery during the festival.
What a guy.
He loves that, and he loves giving me roses. And so I received a rose bush for each child, an angel face.
That's nice.
I'm still trying to figure out which one of the child that gave me the angel face.
Mm.
Magic White, Sterling Silver, and Double Delight.
You got some real neat ones there.
I did.
Double
and
Delight.
They look gorgeous.
Wow.
There's a wonderful. And so, Tom, Joni, how did you guys enjoy the art festival?
We did fine. And we had a great crowd come through. And what I like about it, you know, I've been around here such a long time. I get to see all my old friends come up there and say hi and talk to us. And some of them have questions. Some of them were just talking about old times.
They just want to see you.
They just want to chat.
That's it.
So we had a good time, that's for sure.
Well, roses are on everybody's mind right now, especially with Mother's Day coming up. Please join me in welcoming Lance Walheim. He's a good friend, an author, farmer, well-known horticultural expert, and spokesperson for BioAdvance. Good morning, Lance. How are the growing conditions doing in your area?
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys. We were pretty hot yesterday. It was 95.
Wow.
So the citrus bloom is pretty much over. My lettuce is starting to bolt.
Oh. So,
but I've got my tomatoes all in the ground. They're already setting fruit. So it's summer's on its way.
What does the fruit set look like with those temperatures? Are you okay?
Well, yeah, other than yesterday, we've only had a couple really hot days. But the fruit set in the citrus, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks really good. So, we'll have to see after we get the June drop, which can be quite substantial sometimes. So we'll see. You know, it's a fine line that you walk. You don't want too much fruit because that could mean you're going to have size problems and you don't want not enough because it might be too big. So there's always something wrong for farming.
It's farming. It's called farming.
That's it. Hey, and I got to ask you guys, did you miss World Naked Gardening Day, or did I just not hear it?
Isn't it the 5th of May?
I thought it was the first Saturday in May.
Oh, we still have time to practice. Today, are you going out and practice in your pajamas?
No, I'm not.
That's true.
I have nothing else to say about that at all.
And we don't want to see any pictures from anybody, so don't text us pictures. So Lance, your Roses for Dummies is excellent. And the roses here have been looking really good at this time of the year. Is there less interest in roses than there used to be?
Well, you know, if you look back compared to 10, 15 years ago, there certainly is, and it's pretty dramatic. One of the largest roses growing areas in the world is Wasco, which is about 30 miles from here. It's just a wonderful climate for roses and growing a bare root. But, you know, their numbers are way down. I hope it's turning around. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. People started, you know, they wanted easier to care for roses, which they're getting now. And we're also getting more fragrance. We're getting roses that, you know, fit neatly in the landscape, like the drift roses and also the knockout roses. So they're getting easier. I think the numbers are coming up. But, you know, it also the rose industry has really changed over the years. With the introduction of the knockout roses, you know, you go into some nurseries or garden centers, and that's all you see is the landscape roses. And that's too bad because there's some wonderful roses out there. You talked about angel face. I love that rose.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous and it smells so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the pearly ridges.
Old rose. And so there's a lot of old roses that people are missing, varieties that do have good disease resistance. Used to be that I'd get all the new roses shipped to me every winter so I could try them out. And so over the years I would take things out and put new things in, and the roses that have stuck around are really tried and true. Another one that I love, have you ever grown gourmet popcorn?
No.
It's a miniature rose.
I'm thinking, wow, that sounds wonderful. Is it a yellowish type of rose?
Yeah, it's a miniature rose. It produces huge clusters of tiny white flowers which have a little yellow center, so they really look like popcorn. Now, I'll tell you that growing roses in California is a little bit easier than it is in Florida. We don't have the disease
yeah.
The humidity.
Pressure. So I always tell people to, you know, all gardening is local. Get some local information from rose societies to make sure those varieties are going to do good in your climate.
Well, yeah. I always like the heirloom and the antique roses for less, you know, work and, you know, less disease issue. Louis Philippe's are just wonderful here, and they do very well here in Florida.
That's sometimes called the Florida cracker rose.
It is.
Yeah.
I know rose is one of your favorite plants, and you just mentioned the gourmet popcorn. You must have others that we should be trying.
Well, you know, talking about Mother's Day, something that I did for Valentine's Day one year was Laura, my wife, works in a commercial real estate business that's pretty high stress, and so I gave her 7 fragrant roses that won the James Alexander Gamble Award for fragrance, and that included Double Delight, Mr. Lincoln, some of those, and so I planted them in a little half circle. And when she comes home from work stressed out, I'd tell her to go out and pick some roses.
There you go. That would be the peaceful garden you were talking about earlier,
Todd. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So we always get questions about cutting blooms. And I know the thinking has changed on cutting blooms where it used to be down to the 5 stems. Is there any way that you cut roses special?
Well, it depends on if I'm, you know, pruning them or whether I'm, you know, cutting for cut flowers. The farther you cut down, the thicker your stem you go back to, the stronger stem you're going to get. So I tend probably to cut a little farther back than most people do. I will cut back to, you know, so that I can get, especially with hybrid teas, so that I can get a good strong stem for a cut flower, because we do a lot of rose cutting. You know, but when it comes to shrub roses and things, I have no problem with, if I think they need a little care cut, I go out with the head shears and just whack them back a little bit. Some of the newer roses, you know, like the drift ground cover roses, they don't really need much pruning, if any at all.
Yeah, I cut mine back in February,
right,
and they came out with a great display of blooms, and they're still flowering right now, which neat.
Right.
You know, we used to say cut the hybrid teas, grandiflores, floribundas, back to, past the second set of 5 leaflets.
Right.
And so, which gave a strong
stem. I just know the more you cut roses, the more roses you'll get.
Yeah. Well, cutting them that far back gave me a good strong stem, usually, anyway.
Right. And, you know, the other thing about when to cut, and there's some interesting things about when to cut, you know, for cut flowers. You certainly want to use sharp shears. There's a little controversy whether you should pick in the morning, you know, when the rose is fully hydrated, which I think is right. But
yeah, me too.
Will tell you to pick in the afternoon when the maximum carbohydrates are in the leaves. But, you know, the truth is, if I need roses in the house, I go pick them.
There you go.
And put them in water immediately.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. You carry a little bucket of cool water. And some people tell you to cut them, remove the leaves, and then they tell you to recut them underwater. Now, I don't know how you do that, but that's supposed to prevent a bubble.
I know. I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I know. There's so much stuff when it comes to roses that is so obscure. You
it's
know?
Called giving people something to do.
That's right. Cut exactly a quarter of an inch in a bud, pointing to the outside at a 45-degree angle. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, let's just cut them.
It's no wonder less fewer people are growing roses.
Exactly. So now, Lance, what kind of bed preparation? We have Florida sandy soils. What should we do to grow good roses?
Well, you want to pick an area with full sun. You want to work the soil, get some organic matter in there, work it in real well so it's going to hold the water. Make sure you have a good water source. If you wanted to go with some of the drift roses, which have become so popular, and I love them, I put mine, if I'm going to plant, you want to start small. 3 to 5 plants is plenty. We're not going to do the whole front yard with drift roses, but I like to plant through landscape fabric, put some drip irrigation on it, and then a heavy mulch. That way you don't have to deal with the weeds, which can be pretty difficult if they come up in, you know, in the roses. Regular fertilizer, deep watering during dry periods, and, you know, proper pruning and deadheading, was, especially with the grandifloras and the hybrid teas, is important.
Yeah. You mentioned drift roses knock out a little bit, and I guess there's no special time to prune them, is there, or a way?
No. You know, if February is great if you're going to hit them back a little harder. The nice thing about cutting them back somewhat is you refresh the growth. If you do it in coinciding with a good feeding, you're going to get a flush of bloom. So I think any time you see the plant looks like it's going into a down period, a little hit back then with a fertilizer is a good thing to do.
So are the newer roses more pest-free?
I think definitely. You know, I think that's what people want, is disease resistance. But I think the thing you have to remember, resistance is one thing, immunity is another. If the conditions are right, even the most disease-resistant varieties can get some disease. So you got to be on the watch, and it can vary from plant to plant. You know, luckily we have products like BioAdvance All-in-One for roses and flowers, which you know, you don't have to spray. You apply it to the base of the plant, and that'll give you protection against insects, diseases, and it'll feed them too.
Well, speaking of insects, do we have, you know, issues here in Florida? What kind of insects do you see troubling roses?
Well, you know, the chili thrip is the one I keep hearing about. You know, that
yes.
feeds on the leaves and causes them to get crispy, and it can actually affect the flowers as well. There are a number of things you can use on it, but they don't last very long. I mean, spinosad can work, insecticidal soaps, but really if you want something longer, the all-in-one rose and flower from BioAdvance is a good solution. You know, aphids, if they get bad, you can use soap and things like that, but out here when we get aphids, I generally just, unless they're really bad, just wait, because the lady beetles won't be far behind, and they'll clean them up pretty good.
So are we seeing any rose rosette out in California?
We have not seen rose rosette yet. I've heard of a couple findings, and we are getting the chili thrip now, and it's been pretty serious in Southern California. You know, but what goes around comes around. I wouldn't be surprised if we see it fairly soon, and that is a tough one, because if you get rose rosette, you know, and the plant just looks like it's going crazy with unusual-looking red foliage and things like that, it's time probably to pull it out and do some shovel pruning.
There you go. Lance, thank you so much for joining
us today
on Better Lawns and Gardens. If anyone out there has given their mom roses or in the past, or you're presenting her with roses this year, add Lance Walheim's book, Roses for Dummies. It's a big help if you're a beginner rose gardener, and mom will love it. I know she won't take the title personally. That's just the way mothers are. Thank you so much, Lance.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yep, you still have time for the Go Naked Day in the garden. and I have to tell you, you know the person too, Ashton Ritchie, who is with Scott's Miracle-Gro, he's retired from it now. He actually sent out photos. That's what he did.
Oh, really?
Yes, his wife took the pictures.
I saw a picture yesterday where there was a naked person in the garden, but the guy had camera had one leaf right in front, so she was completely covered up by a leaf.
Oh,
oh my goodness gracious.
Take care.
Thank you so much, Lance. Bye-bye. If you have a gardening question, now's the time to give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We'll get to you, Vic and Jim and Bernie. We'll get to your phone calls, too. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hello.
Darling, where are you?
Why, honey, I'm at my favorite store, Rule King. I'm a-getting my mom some flowers for Mother's Day.
Oh, good. Pick up my mama something special while you're there as well.
Friends, don't forget Mother's Day's a-coming up real soon, so get your mom something special from Rule King. Nobody beats their prices.
Get all the moms in your life something special, you hear?
Yes, dear.
Thank you.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We'd love to hear from you. You can call 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. And Tom, you have some texts.
Yeah, I have several of them here. One of them here is very important. A lecture today at Peterson Nursery. That's in Lakeland, 930 on basic orchid care. And next week, the lecture is going to be butterflies, really appropriate for Joni.
There you go.
And let's see, we got a couple of things that we need to do. Could you please name the Florida native tree that you gave to Genevieve?
Oh, yes, the winged elm. Okay, winged elm, and it's an elm tree, and it's an Ulmus, and Elata, I think. Ulmus Elata.
I think you're right, yeah. And then the next one here, that's winged elm. The next one here said, last week you mentioned a rose that was smaller than a knockout. And that was a drift rose.
Drift roses, they come in red, white, popcorn, yellow, pink, and they just are just a wonderful rose to put in your garden.
Yep.
And we're going to go to Vic in Melbourne. Good morning, Vic. How can we help you?
Thanks for waiting for us, Vic.
Good morning, guys. I mean, to get back from roses and vegetables back to trees, I have some storm survivors that I need to discuss. First, I'd like to know about the cold hardy Australian pine. I like its height and its shape, but how do you select the cold hardy away from the regulars? Because that it seems to be a survivor like 1 out of 200.
Okay, well, so Vic, you need to take a deep breath because I'm going to tell you some bad news. Okay, so the Australian pine is an invasive tree that is not sold here in Florida. And so it is not something you can select or that we even recommend planting. If you have an Australian pine, the best thing to do is to cut it down. It is a strong tree, but it is an invasive tree in Florida.
Also freezes at, as soon as you get into the 30s.
30s, which is why you see it on the ocean, the coastal areas, because they stay warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a recommended tree, the Australian pine. And when I see it, my heart just drops.
We don't want that to happen.
Anyway, I certainly like it. And I know the difference between the cold hardy and the regular ones freezing out at 30 easily. And so I thought maybe you had a technique for saving it.
No, I don't think you're going to find it. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. And I don't think, they're sold here. So it's just something that just happens. All right. It's probably in a little microclimate. Thank you, Vic.
Well, he's got another question.
Oh, you have another question? No, he's
guess
got it.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Orlando. Good morning, Jim. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm concerned about, it's been around a while, that Asian citrus psyllid that pretty much destroyed the dooryard citrus.
Yeah, it causes greening.
The greening, that's right. And I was just looking at a product yesterday. I never saw it before. It was called the Bayer Tree and Shrub.
Right.
It does say it treats the psyllid.
Well, this is a citrus fruit and vegetable. You have to make sure you're getting the right one because one's labeled for citrus and one isn't. So it's the citrus fruit and vegetable by Bio Advanced.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is there any cultivar of orange? I mean, I lost all my orange trees.
Yep.
I only have one Meyer's lemon left. But is there any cultivar of good citrus that you could plant?
Not at this time, Jim. We're really struggling with it. They are still, there's research going on, and hopefully within the next 5 to 7 years, we'll see something on it. But right now, there is no citrus variety that is less susceptible. They are all getting it.
Yep, gives you something to hang around for 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, I hope.
Me too.
But how do the growers get through?
Lots
this?
Of spraying, lots of, really feeding them well. You know, we're feeding citrus now 4 times a year. We're putting minor nutrients on regularly at each flush of growth. We're controlling the Asian psyllid regularly. So lots of sprays, lots of costs. Producing citrus has gotten very expensive.
Right. I mean, can you use like malathion and stuff like that again?
Malathion has a label, and you could use it for the psyllid. Yes, just follow the label. Label's the law.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I have one more quick question for you about moles. I think I have moles. I seem to find this, a little pile of dirt between the sidewalk and the grass, and then it's not hurting the grass, but I just noticed on some areas you sink down a little bit.
Yeah.
Should I be concerned about that?
Enjoy them. We name them Firecracker, Quickie, Swifty.
They aerate the soil. So they're doing one of two things. They're either, coming after the earthworms that are in the soil,
grubs.
Or they're eating your grubs. So they're beneficial either way. They're aerating the soil or eating bad bugs.
Okay, but a little sponginess in the ground is not going to...
Doesn't
hurt anything.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim, for calling.
Take care.
We're going to go to Nadine in Sebring. Good morning, Nadine.
Well, good morning. Good morning. And my question is, I have an heirloom tomato, and my plant is about 2 feet tall, and it's got lots of blooms on it. And one of my tomatoes is about size of a 50-cent piece in that, but something's eating the tomato and also eating leaves off the plant, and some of the leaves are turning yellow.
I was going to say, if they're eating a tomato, maybe it's your neighbor, but I guess that's not the case because they aren't eating the leaves. Whatever's chewing on, it's probably a caterpillar. We got the big hornworms and tomato hornworms and things like that.
Okay. I've been looking, but I haven't found any.
I know they're tough. You have to get out there and stare at them.
During the day?
No, not really. They're out there. It's hard to see. You know, Lance Walheim told me a trick. You take an infrared light, the bluish light, whatever it is, not infrared, but ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet light.
You go out with ultraviolet lights at nighttime, and the caterpillars will light up.
That's pretty cool.
They're iridescent.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, so you might do it that way. Otherwise, if you know something's eating it, it's probably a caterpillar chewing on it. You could go with Thuricide or Spinosad,
yes,
one or the other.
That. There you go, Nadine. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Thank
we have
you
Bernie
so much.
In Orlando. Good morning, Bernie.
Hey, Bernie.
Oh, my goodness. 27 minutes I've been on hold.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank
you're
so
a patient gentleman.
Patient.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have a question, but I am thinning out a bunch of pine cone ginger, and I hate like heck throwing it away. I could give my number. I live just outside Metro West.
We can't do that. But I tell you what you do.
Okay.
You put it out by the curbside, and people will pick it up.
They will pick it up. Just say free. Put a sign on it. Say free.
Pine cone ginger. Hey, do you have you ever made a shampoo out of it?
I've heard of it, but no. I'll just stick with my Pantene. That's what the wife has on the shelf. That's what I use.
There you go.
You're a good man.
Yeah.
Good man.
Well, just put it out there by the curb. Says free on it. Put pine cone ginger and put valuable.
And it will be gone. It will be gone.
I mean, because literally, I probably have about 2 spackle, 5-gallon spackle buckets that I could fill with it, and I just like hate putting it out for the yard waste. And
well, just put it out for your friends and neighbors. They'll come by and pick it up.
Thank you so
much,
Bernie. All right,
all right, spread the love, Bernie. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you doing?
Pretty well.
Hey,
how
Beverly.
Are y'all doing?
Hey, we're fine. We're all here. That's half the battle.
I know. The party's on, isn't it? Listen, I know you've done fruits and vegetables and trees and roses and everything else, but I have a bird question today.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, the purple, I watch the birds, as you know, and the purple martins are here, but they're not roosting in my gourds this year.
Huh.
And, you know, years ago when I bought them, they said, now, you need to pull these down every fall and clean the gourds out.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, and I did that for a while until my husband smashed his hand on the pole one time. But it's like, don't put your hand there. But I'm wondering if that might, if that's really true, if they're not roosting because there's just too much debris.
Yeah.
It could be debris, you know, especially if, you know, they're sitting in there and they, you know, they have
the
feathers
breaks
come
down
off,
too.
The insects and, you know, the gourds may not be safe anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have the little sulfur I put in a sock, you know, to kind of tamp in there for the mites and stuff. But I, after a few years, they kept coming, but that was several years ago. So I guess I'm going to have to get on the stick.
Yeah, get your husband back out there working.
I'm going to get him some extra heavy gloves.
Hey, we appreciate all the flower pictures and everything.
Oh, I'm telling you, we enjoy them.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's everything's kind of turned to green now. It's harder to, you know, everything's past the flowering.
How's the rain situation up you? You were getting a lot of rain there for a while.
Yeah, a couple of weeks back when it came down, we got in a week and a half, we got about 4 inches of rain. And that was great. And it was cool. Oh, my gosh. You'd wake up and it'd be 50 degrees.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and then a few days ago, I woke up, it was 50, but then it went up to 85. So.
I love the cooler temperatures.
We
Joni doesn't.
Yeah, we do.
Shaking her head
Tony
there.
Tony and I do. We love them.
Well, no matter how much rain I got, it's dry as a bone now. So, you know, it just percolates down so quickly.
It does.
There we go,
Beverly. Everywhere.
We have a hard break to
get
to, honey.
I thought you said bumbling martins
here. It did. Thank you so much, Beverly. You take care, hon. We'd love to have your questions right now. You can call us with your gardening questions, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. We'll be right back with more of In Your Back for more Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. And you can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. We still have time for your phone calls, 407-916-5400, and text messages at 23680. So, Tom, let's start with some text messages.
We've got a number of them here. It said we replaced the Eastern Redbud, and they replaced it evidently with Flora's Pansy, which is another redbud variety. New hole has big leaves on one side only. Do we need to replace it too? How much time should we give before we decide? Evidently got a tree that's got bigger leaves on one side. Evidently, it says that for some reason it's not growing adequately.
Right.
But I think it'll catch up. I just give it plenty of time.
Yeah, I think springtime is a hard time for plants to get established because we don't have the rainy season. So I would go ahead and wait through summertime, and then, you know, you could always plant a tree in the fall, too, as well. So I would give it through summer, see how it goes.
Okay, let's see. I've got another one here. When is the best time to trim azaleas?
After they bloom.
Yep, coming up. It's here, actually.
And you don't want to do it really after the month of June. So this is the time. May is the time to do it. After June, they start putting on new buds for next year, growing the buds. And so you don't want to cut it after that.
Get it done soon would be my advice. Let's see. I have a clump of bananas in the yard. I need to move one of the babies, young bananas. Can I relocate just one, or do I have to move them all? Just one. Just take it all. Let it get a little size to it.
Sure.
Probably I'd like to see something about a foot or 18 inches at least.
Yeah.
That'll be any fun. Here's one here. They're just going in on their favorite tree. It says, my favorite tree is a fruit tree. Ah. Any tree that gives fruit in your backyard. Okay.
I agree with that. That's good. Okay. This is Florida. You should have fruit in the yard.
Yep. Here's one here. Not a good one, I think. We purchased a honeybell tangerine about a month ago. I guess it was doing well, showing new growth, but now it's beginning to show yellow and curled leaves. They put on some iron fertilizer. There was a sign of insect damage, and we applied something. We're told to fertilize it again. You know, I would just go ahead and, fertilizing probably every 6 to 8 weeks for a new tree, new citrus tree.
I think so, too. I don't know whether the iron will have done
probably
any
not.
Good.
Didn't
do any good.
Get a minor nutrient spray. It has everything in it.
Exactly.
Which would work out pretty well. But, you know, all you can do is keep your eye on it because six months old, it should be doing better than that. Make sure it's getting moist.
And you can also buy certified free, greening-free trees. And that's what I would look for, that they're certified, that when you get them, they don't have the citrus greening.
Yeah, this one was bought a month and a half ago. All the trees on the market should be certified right now. You shouldn't be finding anything else out there.
Hopefully, yeah. You know,
let me do this one last one, then we'll go to the phone calls. I have squash plants with lots of small squash on them, but they keep rotting and producing not producing too large squash. Any tips? Pollination. I think it's a pollination problem. Probably the bees are not there at this time. There is such thing as blossom end rot, but normally if it's new first squash, it's a pollination problem, then it catches up.
Right, and so the blossom end rot is a watering issue. It's not
could
a
be.
Calcium issue.
Well, it could be. Well, the plant can't take up the calcium because of the watering problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could go ahead and put calcium spray on it, but make sure you're watering them properly. And I think this is just pollination.
Yeah, I think so too. Make sure you're not spraying your yard on a regular basis for insects that are not there.
Good.
We are going to go to Bill in Orlando. Good morning, Bill. How can we help you?
Good morning, and thank you for all that you do to help the public in their gardening efforts.
Well, good.
We have fun doing it. Yeah.
I know. It shows. Hey, I got a question for you. I remember years and years ago, spinach, as opposed to the ones we get nowadays, which has a flat leaf to it. I remember, I'm so old, I remember when it came in wood crates, and it had bumps on it, for lack of a better word. It was had a texture to it. And never see that anymore. I just wonder what happened to it.
I think the varieties are still there. I don't know the newest varieties or even the old ones, but you do see it. And New Zealand spinach, I think, is a little bumpy.
And there's the Korean spinach, too. There's some Asian spinaches that are a little bumpy, too, as well. So I don't know.
I just go ahead and, you just have to go up online probably to find spinach varieties and start looking and see what's available out there.
And check for the heirloom varieties. Those will be the old ones that have been around for, decades and long time.
We'll probably have what you want, Bill. If you go.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You too, Bill. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We have Bob. Bob?
Well, he's not up yet.
He's not up yet?
Not quite. Yep. Okay. But let me do this one here.
Sure.
Let's see. We have drift roses, and notice that they have flowered prolifically on the ends of the branches that run away from the center of the plant. At the same time, blooms seem to cease in the center of the plant. Well, Lance talked about having to prune them back periodically, and that's what you do. If you prune them back, you'll start getting more branches towards the center.
And hence the name, drift roses. So they drift off to the side. And so, you cut the inner portion of stems, and they'll flush back out again.
Yeah, I love drift roses. They're really neat. Yep. Time for a break.
Well, we're going to take more of your phone calls, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialist in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies. Beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas. Plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus. Along with vegetables and herbs, too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand. Or visit QualityGreenSpecialist.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
A recent study showed there are over 4,000 religions in the world. Now, that's a lot of choices. And God has given us the freedom to believe what we want to believe. Yet more and more people, frustrated with organized religion, are choosing to have no religious affiliation at all. Maybe you're one of those. Perhaps you've had a bad experience or been hurt by someone in your church or synagogue. If that's the case, I can only imagine how you must feel. But please remember, Christians are not perfect people. No one is perfect. And as Christians, we often fail to model the character and the spirit of Jesus. So instead of just searching for a religion, consider having a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. You see, religion is based on what I think I must do for God. Christianity is based on what Jesus has done for you. It's a gift. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Welcome back. We have a few more minutes on Better Lawns and Gardens to take your calls and texts if needed, or we'll get right to you. Bob, let's go to Bob in Rockledge. Good morning, Bob. How can we help
you? Yes, right. I'd like to know what is the largest and sweetest loquat tree to buy?
The one in my backyard. We can pack it up and ship it to you. No, just kidding. You had the list of the,
I do. I got it out of your book, Fruits and Vegetables. What is the name of that book?
Edible Landscape.
Edible Landscape. And so you can, Oliver is a variety, and then Tanaka, T-A-N-A-K-A, and Wolf. Those are the three varieties, and you'll have to tell us which one of those tastes better.
Okay. And I have the same question for mangoes. What is the sweetest?
There's so many of them out there. There's literally hundreds of mango varieties.
A lot of people like Kit, which is a good one. Yeah, but there's so many of them out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Get the university bulletin on either one of these subjects. Go up online and download the university's publications on each one.
You just put in loquat or mango and put in E-D-I-S, and it'll come up.
Okay, another question I have is that I have several fruit trees in my on my property, but I never get any fruit. It blooms and fruits, and then the varmints come in and eat everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything you could recommend?
There's some repellents out there. You might try some of those.
Scottish Terriers.
Scottish Terriers get a good dog. Hey, Bob, we got to run, but we appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Thank you, Bob, for calling. Let's go to Gene real quickly. Gene and Stuart, how can Tom and I help you?
Good morning. I have some long leafy orchids. I'm looking at my book. It's sort of like a cymbidium.
Cymbidium?
Anyway, the long leafy.
Okay.
And the leaves seem to be breaking off.
Shouldn't be breaking off unless the wind's whipping them or somebody's hitting them or something.
Jumping on them. Yeah. You know? So are they breaking off and just snapping, or are they rotting and breaking off?
No, they just seem to be broken over with the fiber still holding it together.
Got to be wind, water, or something.
It does. And so is it on a patio or outside?
It's outside on the patio, yeah.
Well, I mean, but is it screened in?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not an animal.
No, but they may be getting so lanky that they're just
getting
starting to get
weak
top heavy, yeah.
Nothing I'm doing then.
No, but just make sure you're fertilizing them regularly. And
make sure they're strong.
Strengthen the stems, yeah. Thanks,
okay,
Gene.
Thank you,
Gene, for calling. Tom, let's get some text messages.
Oh, yeah, here we go. It says they picked up sticks last week at the festival, Art and Foliage Festival in Apopka, that you stick in sand. They grow bigger in the ground. and different colors and things. That's frangipanis.
Yep, plumerias, yep. And they're lovely tropical.
They say, do they grow easy? And if potted, how much water do they need? It can be grown inside. It's an outside plant.
Outside plant, and they like more sun. So they do grow.
Full sun.
Full sun. They need that, and lots of fertilizer and water.
Yeah, and in the beginning, when you pot them, just those sticks. Don't overwater them, or you'll start to rot them.
Right, and then you want to make sure you cover them in a freeze.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've lost mine that way. Okay, here's a neat one. It says, will the morning glories in my garden harm the rose bushes? And other plants, they wrap around. The morning glories themselves are not going to harm it, but the loving wraparound will.
The wrapping around will. It'll just cover them up, and it's just gonna increase competition. So, and it's going to be hard to maintain and see the roses. It's just going to cover them.
I don't like any plant wrapping around another one. I'll put them on a trellis or something like that. Now, this week, you had a beautiful picture of the Confederate jasmine climbing a tall tree.
Did you see how tall that was?
I saw that was 50 feet, I think you measured.
It was. It was about 50 feet and going up still even further. And it was on a pine tree. And I think it was a longleaf pine that was that tall. And it looked like to be about 70 to 75 feet tall pine tree. Now, it's not going to hurt the pine tree. But if it crawls, if it grows over the pine tree.
Yeah, then you got a problem.
Then you got a problem. But it's mainly in forest or in conservation areas where there's fire. And the fire, if it, the pine tree can withstand fire if the apical tip doesn't get burned. And so its growth pattern shoots up over during the fire seasons. But if there's a vine growing over it and the apical tip gets burned, then the pine tree will die. But this is in a residential area on a lakefront. I don't think they're going to have fire.
It was beautiful, that's for sure. But, you know, you often see cat's claw vine climbing up trees. You see
old world fern.
A Virginia creeper and the, tropical yam.
Yes.
And, you know, they just cover the trees. They get all over them, and you've got to get those out.
And they block the sunlight. It's just not a good for it. So you definitely want to take vines down. But this tree was fine and beautiful and doing well.
Yeah, so I really don't like to see anything climbing a tree in general, but that one there looked very good. And the neat thing about the Confederate jasmine is they're so fragrant also, which is kind of neat.
It is. Tom, we'd like to thank John Roberts from Seminole County Extension for helping us with our trees, and Lance Walheim, author of Roses for Dummies. Joni, thank you for the information on zebra longwings, and Colton, thank you so much. You do a great job. Thank you to our callers and texters with your gardening questions. Remember to join Tom and I every week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.